no, no, but yes, yes, yes. That was the gay 90s. Yes, and that's one of the gay 90s there. From their EP, Coming Together. And the gay 90s, why I decided to play them to start off the Discorder radio show. Welcome. Sorry, a little behind the eight ball here today. CJ, my normal co-host, is still thousands of kilometers away in India. He'll be coming back next week to make sure that we're back on track. But yeah, the Gay 90s will be playing the Waldorf this week. In a couple nights, actually, playing along with We Hunt Buffalo and Three Wolf Moon in what could be, but hopefully not, one of the last shows of at the Waldorf. We're going to talk more about the Waldorf in a little bit. I guess in a way, because of all the buzz about Vancouver venues that are closing, I'm going to be putting a bit of spotlight on some of the those venues and some of those artists that have been important to the East Van music scene later in the show. That will include people such as C.R. Avery and Hannah Epperson, who are both playing a show tomorrow night at the Waldorf. In the meantime, we're going to play something right now from Stars. Their brand new album, The North, was just released a couple months ago. They'll be coming back through town in the spring. This track is called Backline. Stars, Discorder Radio Show, CITR 1019. Discord Radio Show, that was Stars, Backlines, from their new album, The North. And just trying to get a date up here for when they are returning. They are going to be in, I see, Kelowna for April 3rd. So the Vancouver date, I'm sure, will be right around there. And I should have that up. I'll figure that out for you by the time the show is over. Before we heard the Stars and the gay 90s, we're talking a bit about what's happening with all these Vancouver venues, futures in disarray, namely the Waldorf. A lot of attention on the Waldorf right now. The latest news being that... I guess the city of Vancouver has now agreed they've got a 120-day lease to make sure that nothing can happen. So it's sort of, I don't know if it's just to kind of like cool off all the mounting protest. They ended up having close to 1,000 people down at the Waldorf a couple days ago to protest Solterra's purchase and potential change into some kind of commercial property. A golf course is one of the rumors we've heard. Anyways, so that's put a lot of attention on the Waldorf, and especially the few of the shows that are happening this week, namely, including the Gay 90s we heard off the top, suddenly getting a little more attention because these could be amongst the last shows that are at the iconic Vancouver venue. We, of course, hope not, but it is a likely possibility. In any event, you should get down to the Waldorf, check out some of the great music. As I said, Gay 90s, along with We Hunt Buffalo and Three Wolf Moon. That is tomorrow night, Thursday the 17th, or two nights from now, I should say. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have a great lineup of artists, including The Taylor, Jeff Berner, Travis Bernhardt, Jess Hill, Hannah Epperson, and this gentleman here, C.R. Avery, formerly of the C.R. Avery Band, a great spoken word slash blues artist, I guess you could call him. So we're going to hear a couple from him right now, with both the very distinct Vancouver flavor. This one off the top we're going to hear is called Commercial Drive. And which is obviously the pulsing heart of the East Vancouver music scene. And then we'll follow that up with the next track, East Van Business Plan, which hopefully the Waldorf can come up with in the next little while to ensure that venue is saved. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get it on. Here we go. This is C.R. Avery, Commercial Drive, on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
Care that you got a grand piano. I can't make it to Kids Atlanta, and I never been in too much of a hurry. Spend my Saturday night in a pull-up bar in Surrey, 'cause I love this bohemian century. I'm addicted to East Side Eternity. It's gotta be Commercial Drive, gotta be Commercial Drive. Sexy nurse would have been good for my health, but I ain't going up to Maine in 12. I'm not impressed by your car or your clothes. Got no reason to go to Granville since the sugar finally closed. I love this bohemian century. I'm addicted to East Side Eternity. It's gotta be Commercial Drive. It's gotta be. Saying I'll burn every bridge. Heck, last weekend I was down in Maple Ridge. I've been around the world, kid. My train's glory bound. When I return, you won't find me in a swank bar in Yale Town. 'Cause I dig this bohemian century. Yeah, I'm addicted to East Side Eternity. This gotta be Commercial Drive. It's gotta be Commercial Drive. You gotta be Commercial Driver, you gotta be Commercial Driver. Commercial Drive.
CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio Show Double Shot. Double Shot. Just when you thought it was over, you get that one last little bit there. That was very, very nice. C.R. Avery from Chainsmokin' Blues with East Van Business Plan, something we hope for the Waldorf Theater. And he will be playing very appropriately billed in this one, along with the Taylor, Jeff Berner, Travis Bernhardt, Jess Hill, and according to the Facebook page, a sadly incomplete version of Maria in the Shower. That's all tomorrow night in the Waldorf, and this is being dubbed to send off the Waldorf in style, as we hope its fate is not official. I'm more of an optimist myself. That's why I'm hesitant to say this will be amongst the last shows, but you never know. There's actually a great little snippet on Facebook. It's the One Last Time, an East Van departure party, and it's $5 cover. For you tomorrow night. Come on down, check it out. Lots of great music, including this lady who we were talking about earlier. She'll be part of the show, a very accomplished and talented violinist who I was just informed is actually a UBC grad, believe it or not. Yes, Hannah Epperson. And she will be performing tomorrow evening. And there we go, yeah. So we're going to play some Hannah stuff right now. And I also just wanted to quickly read this for the intro here. Should we be part of the one last show at the Waldorf? Art Perry, who set up this page and helped organize this event, says the following.
So we can hold some
CITR 101.9, a beautiful, beautiful track there from Han Apperson, darkly beautiful. We will host a party from the Home Batch EP. Hannah, as I just found out, was a classmate of our own Andy Longhurst in the geography program, and he said that was his personal favorite track. I thought it was a bit long, but after giving a listen, I knew I wanted to play that one. And a great little write-up with that one as well. If you go on her Bandcamp page, she gives you a nice in-depth story of what inspired the writing of that track. And it had a lot to do with the perversity of Las Vegas. In her mind, a city of gluttony, vacant excesses, neon shadows, synaptic oil spills, and insatiable appetites. It's a very well-written piece. So obviously a multi-talented artist, Han Apperson. We'll host a party, and she will be playing at a great party tomorrow night at the Waldorf, along with C.R. Avery, who we heard off the top, and a bunch of other great artists for the One Last Time show at the Waldorf Hotel. And so quickly, before we play the song, I was mentioning the Facebook page. You should go check it out. One Last Time, an East Van Departure Party, and there's a great little rant there about culture in Vancouver by Art Perry. I'm not going to read it to you right now. Go to the Facebook page, check it out. This, of course, is the Discorder radio show where we profile some of the great artists that are featured in our magazine that you can pick up all over Vancouver and all over here at UBC campus. One of the artists that we did an album review of this past issue, or the issue we're currently in the midst of, is the Jan Sember issues. It is the band Sex with Strangers. The EP is called Behaviors. And why don't we let's give the title track a spin right now on the Discord radio show, CITR 101.9.
I know you feel unreal, yeah, I do too. How do you know it's
CITR 109 Discord radio show Behaviors by Sex with Strangers. They were featured this month in the Jan-Sember album review. We get the city coming up next. We're quite excited. I was talking a lot about the Waldorf on this past half hour. I'm sure, Andy, you've got some things to pipe in on. We're going to hear from you in about about 2 minutes. Going to play one more track and let Andy take over. This one is Hey Ocean Bicycle in honor of their great show they put on last week with the St. James Music Academy at the Vogue Theater. See you next week. CJ's back as well. This is the Discord Radio Show and CITR 1019.
Pedaling is hard, no fast as I can go. The basket on my bicycle is hanging low. It's filled with things that I am bringing to your house. You said some strange things on the phone. I wanna know what they're about. When I get there, you are gone. Your things in boxes on your lawn. And all the books you ever read are stacked upon your steps instead of in your room. And all your shoes are strung out on your neighbor's fence. Among all this, I find a note addressed to me. It says, leaving this place, not by choice, it's my fate.
I don't wanna hurt you, not trying to desert you.
Some people just want cut out for this race. Get back on my bicycle, I'm moving slow. Never thought I'd realize the type of things I come to know. Some people just won't cut out for this type of life. To end up like their fathers with a house, a dog, two kids, a wife. The pressures of society are bound to get to you.